they made it.
Where'd you keep your everyday stuff?
I don't know where we kept. All over the house. I
probably, yeah. Those kids. Where I keep mine now.
You take a bunch of kids there, probably. But anyhow, we had a kindly, it used to be a bathroom, but we never did use it for a bathroom because the folks that had it for their home moved out.
Yeah.
And we had one bed in there, and we kept our clothes hanging up in that little bathroom where my oldest sister and my stepsister slept.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And me and my little sister slept on the bed in the room with my oldest sister.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. If you wanted to go to a store to buy, like, a bed and a wardrobe and stuff like that, what kind of store would you go to?
We have to go to the furniture store.
Okay.
There's one that's been in Denton here ever since I didn't big enough to know it, but I forgot the name of it now.
Yeah, where is it? Is it downtown?
It ain't there now. It's gone now. They done tore it down.
What do you call these things at the window here that you pull down? Like
window sheet.
Okay, do you ever call anything else?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm just an old country gal.
Yeah, okay. What do you call the space at the top of the house that's just under the roof?
Attic.
Did y'all have one?
Yeah, we had an attic, but we didn't get in it.
Why not?
We're afraid to.
Oh.
We had an upstairs where we lived, and then that attic was on up higher than the upstairs, and the upstairs was as high as the windmill. Uh-huh. We could get out and sit down and watch that windmill turn. We didn't. My brother did. I didn't one time on the porch, and my daddy like tore his seat.
Was on top of the porch?
Yeah, he sat down on top of the porch watching the windmill, and he said, "Sis, you know I can get on that tail and go around and around." I said, "You better not."
Oh.
So I run and told Papa.
That's a good thing, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in your attic, was it big enough to stand up in?
I imagine it was. I never did go in it.
Yeah.
But I did live in a place after I married that we kept stuff up in the attic.
Uh-huh.
Because we had a blind stairway that we could go up there to it.
Oh, yeah.
Kylie out on the porch, and we'd go up there and put such stuff as junk and stuff in it. We never did.
Oh.
And my girls, my oldest daughter, and my sister's oldest kids played up there when they come.
Uh-huh. Yeah. If you had a room that you just put junk in instead of the attic, if you had a whole room, what would you call it, room?
Junk room, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
But now, I never did have nothing like that. But I did. The boys had a room. And then we had a little room outside of the boys' room where we lived at Polly Point. That was after I married.
Oh, huh.
And we called it a junk place. We just put everything we wanted to keep, we put it in there because it wouldn't get wet.
Yeah.
That's on the porch.
Yeah.
Now we lived in five roomed house there, and they all were big rooms.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then we had a front porch, and then we had a porch in an L shape.
Oh, a porch that went two directions, like on two sides of the house?
Like I told you about the house while ago. We had a porch went right that way.
Did it go all the way down the length of the house?
It come around here in the bedroom, in the front bedroom, and then it come here and went across in front of the kitchen.
Uh-huh, the partway across the house.
And the bedroom.
Yeah.
The back bedroom, it just went just part way because that little... It would have been all over it, but that little side place been there where we put our junk.
Yeah.
We couldn't put it all over.
Have you ever seen one that went around like three whole sides of a house?
Yeah.
Would you call that anything besides a porch, or would you still call that a porch?
Well, I don't know. My mother-in-law and them lived in a house like that on this side of Barbary.
Yeah.
Just on the other side of Barbary, I think it was.
Yeah, just about, 4 miles from here or something like that?
Yeah, over just about 4 or 5 miles from here. But anyhow, they... Orbit is just about halfway between here and Polly Point.
I'll just tell
you that and tell the truth.
Yeah.
But now, my mother-in-law lived in a house like that. It was a bungalow.
Uh-huh.